Well, I am here to tell you the truth. I'm not here to make you feel good. Sorry about that. That's going to be a problem. So what? I'm Steve Gerber. It is the Steve Gerber Show. God bless America for Wednesday, January the 22nd, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, remember when you were told breakfast was the most important meal of the day? Yeah, maybe not. In fact, maybe you should be skipping breakfast altogether. That's kind of the new fad now. Skip breakfast. Fast, right? Number two, what happens when a Senate race comes down to doing what your constituents want or what the mega donors that fund your campaign want? What do you do then? Gary Peters of Michigan facing that tough choice. And number one, in the Senate, where Gary Peters currently sits, you're going to need a lot of coffee for this one because this is one boring affair. Impeachment went on for hours. Didn't stop until 2 o'clock this morning. 2 o'clock this morning it went. And a lot of it was just back and forth, arguing about amendments being put forth by Chuck Schumer, one after another. And then they'd argue for an hour. And then in the end, it would get voted out for 53-47 because the Republicans have the votes and they do not, the Democrats. And so the arguments went on and on and on. I'm going to share some bites from you with you from the hours-long testimony and back and forth. You've got the House managers, including Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff. You've got the president's defense team, including Pat Cipollone and Jay Sekulow. In fact, Jay Sekulow here, one of those tasked with defending the president from these very thin impeachment articles, says the real victim here is the entire country, not just the president, but the entire country, because it is the Constitution, he says, that it's getting run over by the entire charade being put forth by Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, Jerry Nadler, and all of them. Let's start with bite number four this hour. Bite four, Jay Sekulow, go.
During the proceedings that took place before the Judiciary Committee, the president was denied the right to cross-examine witnesses. The president was denied the right to access evidence. And the president was denied the right to have counsel present at hearings. That's a trifecta. A trifecta that violates the Constitution of the United States.
And Jay Sekulow teaming up with Pat Cipollone yesterday for most of the conversations. We'll hear from the rest of the president's team as the actual defense gets underway. Remember, we're just going through motions at this point and amendments and, you know, hyperbole and back and forth and a lot of nonsense. And I don't know how you hold the country's attention. Originally, Mitch McConnell had tried to keep the opening arguments limited to 24 hours for the prosecution, and 24 hours for the defense. Good Lord. So now it was going to be over 2 days. Now it's going to be over 3 days each. So 8 hours a day for 3 days, plus breaks and so forth, that they'll be prattling on about what the president did wrong in a single phone call. One phone call. 24 hours of testimony for a five-minute phone call. All right, just keep that in mind. And then the president's team will defend against that. Pat Cipollone was really able to bring it all together in this argument. After all the claims that they had the goods on the president. Oh, we've got the evidence. We've got this. We've got that, said Adam Schiff. No, apparently you don't because you keep begging for more witnesses. So Adam Schiff and the miscreants there on the other side begging for witnesses and testimony and subpoenas and documents. Well, if you had such a rock-solid, irrefutable case, why do you need all that? Thought you had your case. It's bite number five with Pat Cipollone. Bite number five. It's long but worth it. Bite five. Go.
We hear all this talk about an overwhelming case. An overwhelming case that they're not even prepared today to stand up and make an opening argument about. That's because they have no case. Frankly, they have no charge. When you look at these articles of impeachment, they're not only ridiculous, they are dangerous to our republic. And why? First of all, the notion that invoking your constitutional rights to protect the executive branch that's been done by just about every president since George Washington, that is obstruction. That is our patriotic duty. Mr. Schiff, particularly when confronted with a wholesale trampling of constitutional rights that I'm unfamiliar with in this country. Frankly, it's the kind of thing that our State Department would criticize if we see it in foreign countries. We've never seen anything like it.
Never seen anything like it. And that's the takeaway. So another marathon session today on tap. Don't worry, I'll do my best and I'll watch it and sort it out for you. It's my job. I take it seriously. Really glad to do it. Besides, I get a nap in here and there. I mean, let's be honest. It's hard to watch. It's painful. 12 hours yesterday. It went till almost 2 in the morning. And in the end, there was a lot of finger-pointing and arguing and back and forth because Jerry Nadler had made unfounded allegations against Trump's legal team and unfounded allegations against the president, which, by the way, the president's team did not take too kindly to. I'll give you the last bit from Jay Sekulow, and then we're going to slide on to other things. Jay Sekulow is bite number 8, shredding Jerry Nadler for outrageous comments that came after midnight. Bite number 8. Go.
Chairman Nadler talked about treacherous. At about 12:10 a.m. on January 22nd, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee at this body, on the floor of this Senate, said executive privilege and other nonsense. Now think about that for a moment. Executive privilege and other nonsense. Mr. Nadler, it is not nonsense. These are privileges recognized by the Supreme Court of the United States. And to shred the Constitution on the floor of the Senate, to serve what purpose? The Senate is not on trial.
But kind of is, as far as the Democrats are concerned, because all they're trying to do, they're trying to put people like Cory Gardner of Colorado in the hot box. Cory Gardner might be the most vulnerable Republican senator in this cycle. And the Democrats are doing their level best to put him in dangerous territory for re-election. And so what they're doing here is forcing Cory Gardner, Susan Collins, and others to make a decision on whether there should be more witnesses and more testimony and more documents and more subpoenas and more of everything, because the House doesn't have a case that's provable on any level. So they want to be able to turn into a bigger political debate, which is all it is anyway. It's a big political debate. In the end, whether it takes 2 weeks or 8 weeks, the outcome is pretty well determined at this point. He's not going to be removed from office, the president. How Cory Gardner fares and Susan Collins fares, well, that's yet to be decided. But there'll be plenty to go on, and of course, the cable news networks will gobble this up, except that I think that America's bored. I think that you are bored with this in large parts. So we're going to talk about a lot more this week and in the weeks to come, not just this sort of stuff. And we're going to start with that right after the break. We got Julie Gundlach coming in. Julie Gundlach will be here, and we're going to talk about something completely different, thankfully, and that is vaping and taxation and the government going after more money. We'll talk about that. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a business owner, you wear many hats: accountant, HR specialist, skilled worker, and even CEO. The last thing you need to worry about is what's going on in the state capitol. Hi, I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber. In Lansing, we work hard to make sure legislation and regulations don't get in the way of running your business. We work to make a big difference on big issues such as filling the talent pipeline, controlling health care costs, and ensuring that Michigan has a fair and competitive tax environment. Your business is at the heart of Michigan's economy. We pledge to help you grow, create new jobs, and be an exceptional entrepreneur. At the Michigan Chamber, we fight for you in Lansing's capital so you can continue to grow your business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Let's talk a little bit about casinos. You go to a casino and place all your poker chips on a single hand. Well, guess what? You probably just lost everything in one swift move. Now, what if I wasn't talking about losing at the casino?
What if I was talking about the stock market and those colored chips that you just bet? That's your retirement and your legacy. Are you prepared to lose your hard-earned assets to market volatility, potential rising taxes, inflation, or unforeseen expenses? Hi, this is Steve Gruber. And if you're in your 50s or 60s like I am, stop gambling on your retirement in the stock market. There are alternatives to grow your nest egg that offer a principal guarantee and optional income for the rest of your life. Call Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas of Life Plan Financial to learn more. Call 517-323-7526 or go online at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. That's MyLifePlanFinancial.com.
Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Michigan.